Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are having some fun with a question. What's something that isn't a sport but still feels like a sport? Lonzo beats Siri and the GPS machine on the way home. See, they say 27 minutes, you will pull in at 7:37. And Lonzo says, try me. I'm going to pull into the driveway faster than that. I say team one trip with the groceries, getting upstairs in one trip. That darn sure is a sport. It doesn't just feel like a sport, it is. And I think the dating game is a sport. Every action has consequences. You never know what's behind door number three. You never know what the consequences are going to be for calling that blitz, right? And Alyssa, here with us at Ingles in Seneca, says getting her makeup on in under a half an hour is her challenge. They've got some delectable pimento cheese sandwiches out here with us right here today. Joining us right now is our main man, Josh Pate. You can follow him on Twitter at LateKickJosh, 24/7 Sports' National Director of Video. Josh, you a pimento cheese guy?
If it's free, yeah, absolutely, if it's free.
Josh Pate says, yes, it's free. Now, Josh, here's what I'm going to do to you, all right? We're going to get your mind working, and I want an answer by the end of the interview. What's something that isn't a sport but still feels like a sport? Challenge accepted?
Oh, I'm ready now if you want to do it now.
Let's go. Let's go. What do you got?
I'm going to give you the answer, and I'm just going to pause and let you ask the follow-up questions, okay?
Sounds good to me.
The answer for me is hopping freight trains.
Say what? I'm sorry. Come again? I like this thing called living, Josh.
For me, well, hello. I mean, there's inherent risk in any sport. I thought we were looking for competition here. And here's the thing about the competition, Mark. You're competing against man and machine because you're at the mercy of the dispatcher in some faraway place. Who knows where? They may have outsourced it to India by now, but you're listening on the radio, and I don't want to give too much away, but, man, there are a couple of lines that come through Georgia that are very busy during the day, and if you get on the right intermodal and you ride that thing to fill-in-the-blank city in Georgia, it's a very scenic, pretty route, but you got to be able to hop it. And therein lies the challenge, risk, thrill, everything you get at a football game, you can also get in a boxcar. I stand by that quote.
Whoa, wait just a minute here. This sounds like I'm watching a 1960s movie right now.
There's a lot of detail in here.
Yeah.
Like, he might actually, okay.
There really is. Like, I thought he was full of it, but Josh, give me a personal story here. How far have you gone hopping freights?
Further than I should, if that's an acceptable answer. Hey, I'm going to send you a vid because I can tell there's some hesitance in your voice to buy into this. So
yeah,
as soon as I park this Jeep and I get to the office, I'll be sending you some video. What you do with the video is up to you, but I will be sending because the statute of limitations is passed on the video.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Hopping freight trains, man. Is Josh Pate. That is a sport, ladies and gentlemen, whether it feels like one or not. All right, Josh, is conference affiliation the only permanent obstacle preventing South Carolina from achieving what Clemson has?
I know where you're going with that. I wouldn't even say that, although conference affiliation certainly does put a roadblock in the way. But here's the assumption about conference affiliation that you're making with them being in, of course, the SEC East. The assumption is always there's some combination of Florida and or Georgia and or Tennessee. Like, they're always going to be operating at a capacity above and beyond anything that Carolina has operated at consistently over like a five-plus year span. And right now that would be true. But think about over the past 15 years, Mark. Let's just say you took care of your business at Carolina and you ended up finding a Dabo, one of those kind of once-in-a-multi-generation deals, and then you looked around the rest of the East once you were established. We have seen Georgia be a mess multiple times over the past two decades. We've seen Florida be a mess multiple times over the past two decades. Tennessee's a mess right now. It always seems like multiple big boys are going to be standing in your way, but yet you can find loopholes into that argument just littered throughout any kind of timeline about the conference, to where it makes me think, if you have an extended period of high-level operation at Carolina, the opportunities are going to present themselves to kick that wall down and break through. And if you do kick the wall down, you don't have to be chained to what your history is not. If you make new history for yourself, maybe that's the new Carolina. I know that's a far stretch. Like, it's not something I would predict necessarily, but go back a decade, man. No one would predict Clemson to be where they are right now.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you and I said similar words about history. Everyone kept hitting me all week with there's no history. Well, guess when history begins? Right now, right? You start the clock on history today, and that's all that South Carolina needs to be worried about. So we open the show with this discussion today, Josh. What qualities, attributes, characteristics are critically important for this next head coach to have?
Well, I've been of the mindset that a lot of people up there have, that I would love an offensive-minded head coach. So I've said that a couple times. Now, I've gotten pushback, and I know what the argument is before it even comes out of someone's mouth. The counter to that is, no, you want the right coach, period, and then he'll implement the right offense regardless of what side of the ball he grew up on. I get that, okay? So I guess what I'm saying is I want a coach who puts in the kind of offense you need to have, I think, at Carolina to win. So let me go that route. You need that. I would prefer an offensive-minded head coach, but just get the right one. You need a guy who is a supreme evaluator, not just a great recruiter, a great evaluator, because you're not going to start out, in all likelihood, going head-to-head with Clemson, Georgia, Florida, Bama, and winning 30 or 40% of those battles. You're not. But what you can do is do the same thing Michigan State used to do to the Big Ten under Mark D'Antonio, and that is out-evaluate everyone and get kids in there that have perma-chips on their shoulder because they got passed over. And then you start building an identity. Then you start winning a few of those recruitments, like the Jordan Birch recruitment, for example. You start winning a few of those. And then all of a sudden you look around and you say, whoa, this Carolina team in 2023 would be favored by like four touchdowns over the one Muschamp got fired with in 2020. The third thing you need is what I call the uh-oh factor, which is just, it's the same thing that Ole Miss did with Kiffin. They hired him. Everyone in the West went, uh-oh, because at the very least, even if they lost four games a year, you knew, we're going to have to play Lane Kiffin every year. No one wants to do that. So find someone who accomplishes the uh-oh factor. And then last but not least, like, I want a guy. I believe in that dream job philosophy. I want a guy who does not view Carolina as a rung on the ladder. I want someone who views Carolina as the top of the ladder. And that is not everyone. It's probably not Hugh Freeze. I've shifted my thought a little bit on Freeze. I don't care about his baggage. For Carolina's purposes, I care about how he views the Carolina job, and I don't think he'd view it the same way Napier would or Shane Beamer would or maybe someone off the beaten path would.
Josh Pate joining us here on the show. Josh, a name you just mentioned, Shane Beamer, is gaining traction with this particular position. Was a special teams coordinator, outside linebackers coach. His pass defense finished second in 2008 with the Gamecocks, 13th in total defense nationally. His 2009 special teams unit blocked five kicks, tied for the SEC lead, ranking eighth in the nation, while his defensive unit that year finished third in the SEC in total defense and 15th in the nation. His name is gaining traction. I know we know the name, Josh. I just have a lot of concerns about experience, specifically the kind of experience that Brent Venables would have on one side of the ball, that Joe Brady would have on one side of the ball. I'm just not sold, and I'm not liking the momentum that Shane Beamer's getting for this position. How do you feel about it?
If he's qualified for it, you and I will never know until it's too late. Like, you and I can see his resume. his resume does not scream. I agree with you. His resume does not scream, hire me, I'm ready to lead you into perennial division title contention. No, it doesn't scream that. But if he is the right candidate, he's the right candidate. The thing about it, though, is you'd never be able to know that unless you were able to get in an intimate interview-type setting with him or you knew him on a personal level. You and I don't. So by default, even if he is the right guy, like Swinney ended up being the guy for Clemson, you and I never in a trillion years could have guessed that just by having observed him from the outside. So it's not impossible that two things could be true. You and I could look at Beamer and say, that dude's not ready. And then at the same time, he's absolutely ready. We just didn't know it.
Josh Pate joining us here on the show. How much longer is Notre Dame going to date around before making a commitment, before putting a ring on it with a conference in college football, Josh?
I see no reason why they're going to do it. I've been talking about this. Did I miss something, by the way? Was there a big story that I missed? Because three or four people have asked me this week. And it seemed like it was out of the blue, but then again, my head's in the sand sometimes. So did I miss something?
No, you didn't miss anything except the fact that they've really elevated the ACC this year, and I hope they view it as kind of a, you know, scratch your back, we'll scratch my back, we'll scratch yours. They're getting something out of this as well, are they not? And everyone's wondering that question.
I don't know. I mean, if I move into the neighborhood and I'm a movie star, I'm sure everyone in the Homeowners Association views it as a mutually beneficial relationship. Well, if I'm not getting anything out of the Homeowners Association, I'm going to go build a log cabin in the woods, and I'm going to be on my own, especially if they'll still let me come into town whenever I want to. And so this is clearly a metaphor I'm making up on the fly, in case you can't tell. And so I don't necessarily know. I don't know that they look at it as anything more than a story they'll tell their kids one day. Hey, 2020, you know, we pride ourselves on independence. What if I told you, ESPN 30 for 30 boys, what if I told you, once upon a time, we were in a conference. How does that sound, Jimmy? I don't know that they have everything they want. I don't know the ACC has given them anything they have ever longed for that they didn't already have.
Josh, I was listening to Kirk Herbstreit this week talk about Kyle Trask, and he said he reminds him of Larry Bird, where Larry Bird always did the right thing and had ridiculous ability of shooting the ball and vision on the court. This guy, Kyle Trask, kind of has that ability in football, and he just doesn't have off-the-charts physical talents that make you go, he's the first pick, first overall. But in that system, in Larry Bird's system, he is absolutely unbelievable. You know, I was mentioning Kyle Trask as a Heisman candidate on this show. Lonzo laughed at me this week. How do you see what Kyle is doing this year? 70% completions, 28 touchdowns, 3 picks. Is he becoming one of the viable front runners for the Heisman Trophy, Josh? Or should we just assume, since Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence began the year as the hot girl in the neighborhood, that they're going to remain that way?
Well, okay, so I don't like the Heisman. I like the idea of the Heisman, but I don't like the way it's decided. So let me rephrase that. I'd love to sit there and have the trophy. I just don't like how it's voted on. So I absolutely agree with you with Kyle Trask. I am a believer that you should walk into a season blind and judge based on the fruits of the season, and therefore judge players based on their current season merit. Justin Fields, by default, because they just started their season, cannot possibly have done something to equal what Kyle Trask has done. The only thing he could have done is what I call out-preview magazining someone, which means you just got all the covers, you got all the preseason headlines. That's not the way it's supposed to work. So, and secondly, if you need any ammunition for your argument, he's the odds-on favorite in Vegas to win the award right now. So I don't know how much more convincing it would take for someone to know that, yes, he's a legitimate contender. I think Mac Jones should be in that conversation. Devontae Smith would be the guy I'd vote for right now, and no one's even talking about him.
Yeah, it's supposed to go to the most outstanding player. We never vote for the most outstanding player, though. Josh, your upset pick of the week. We broke a streak last week with you. You and I are tied right now in third place with 25 points. Panda has 33.5. Lonzo has 38. Where are you going this week, Josh?
Wait, how far behind are we?
25. Lonzo has 38. We're 13 points down. One game,
okay,
Josh.
Well,
one game. No big deal.
it's a lot of points, though. I do want to stress. I had a 3-touchdown lead with SMU last week. I just want to stress that. So I've given them my own little special death penalty now. But I want to I want to override what I was going to say, which is Penn State plus 2.5, because that's just I got to make up some ground. So I'm going way off the beaten path. It's a Friday night special, and it is going to be Syracuse is a 19-point dog. I'm going to take him to beat Louisville.
Syracuse plus 19 over Louisville. He's going for the jugular of Lonzo with this particular pick. What's coming up on Late Kick, Josh?
Well, we got a lot of predictions, but a lot of like B-tier games that did not warrant a full preview video that I think warrant coverage tonight. We're also going to talk about the Carolina coaching search. Going to break out, dust off the mood tracker tonight, and we're going to finish off our best bets with hopefully bets that actually win instead of get up 3 touchdowns and then blow it.
Follow him at Late Kick Josh. Josh, I look forward to these freight train videos, my man. Thank you so very much.
You just reminded me. They'll be coming your way momentarily.
Can't wait. See you, bud. Josh Pate of 24/7 Sports. Offsides continues right after this. ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.